We made a couple changes for some people, not for me, and we wanted to make sure that we at least we approved the that we went through the to some of the action items of the board meeting. This is not the last one that I sent you, right? So we're gonna go to the board agenda, to the board meeting agenda, and we're gonna do. So Brian's not here, but we're gonna have the main minutes. But we're gonna start talking about the term sheet by Cruz and Associates for purchasing the building. Do you have any? Do you wanna kind of give a summary of what probably went and you know that?
Are we starting the board
meeting?
Mm-hmm. We need to record?
It's recording.
Oh, it is recording.
Yeah, it is recording.
Do you have a term sheet?
Do you have term sheets?
Remember you were going to call David? Because
I emailed them. I knew everything.
In the meeting?
Yeah, I emailed them everything.
Oh, so it's on email.
So if you have your laptop, then go to your email, and I emailed those to you yesterday. I thought you... So it should be in the email
primary term sheet.
In the email board retreat, it's called board retreat.
Yeah, I do.
So it has seven attachments.
Yeah.
And it's the PDF, I believe.
Yeah, it is the third.
So if you wanna, if all of you wanna go there and take your time to read it over. And then we're gonna have a discussion.
One, while we're waiting, can you forward me that email?
Oh yeah, okay.
If you wouldn't mind. I know, I didn't get that one.
Okay. So to your Esperanza Elementary.
Thank you.
Preliminary term sheet.
We use the open Wi-Fi, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the at Hyatt Wi-Fi one.
You just have to create, so when the Google Doc pops up, you have
what?
To create an account.
Oh, sure.
So go ahead and open Google.
Have to create a Google account?
No. So just your check-in name, and then you can just put your email.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Start
setting
that thing up. are we looking at what?
Sorry?
What are we looking at?
The term sheet.
Term sheet.
Just quickly summarize what we're looking at. So we were going with a different company for the purchase of the building, and unfortunately they made some changes at the last second, so we decided to drop them and go with Cruz and Associates, at least get a term sheet. The terms are much better than the other organization, all the way around, I believe. There's a couple of changes. The other company didn't require an appraisal. This one does. The environmental reports are similar. Prepayment, the security. Debt service is they have very specific requirements with Cruz and Associates. The repair and replacement fund, the other one required $150,000, I believe. We had to deposit annually $50,000. This one requires $100,000, but we can do a monthly deposit of $1,500 until we get to $100,000, and then we can, anytime we withdraw money, we have to continue making that $1,500 a month deposit into that account. So as long as we get $100,000, then we don't have to make those payments to that fund. Additional debt, so if we open another school, there's a ton of requirements that this company has. The other one wanted to just lend us the money themselves and build a new building and all that stuff. But we couldn't go outside of their company. So they had us kind of tied to them. If they wanted to lend us the money at a higher interest rate, they could, because we couldn't go anywhere else but them. This one has several options that we can look at. The other good thing with this one is that it is a fixed rate for 5 years. That's one option. And then every 5 years, it'll reset. But they have a floor and a ceiling. And the ceiling cannot go above 5.5 interest rate. The other company, it was set at 5.25 for the first 5 years, and it could go as high as 5.67 interest rate. So this is really a lot better as far as the interest rates and the fees. You can see a number of the two options that I just talked about. I think it's on page second to the last one, where it has the two options, option one and option two. And so they're just waiting for us, because if the interest rate goes up in the next month or so, if we don't quickly approve this term sheet, then the interest rate may rise as well on the term sheet. And yesterday, I think it was David, got a hold of me and Juan wanting to know, where are you? We need to kind of move on this one because it's time sensitive. Any questions that you may have?
So we got a rate 2 weeks ago, or whatever the rate was. There was some movement in the Federal Reserve rate yet 2 days ago.
This one is still the same, still 4.25 for the first 5 years.
Okay.
And I think that's why David is getting a little nervous, because there's a lot of movement in the market, and this could drive it up.
Do you need more time? Are you ready to vote? Or?
We did get some feedback from Monty and Red Apple. They like what they see. They think this is better than we had in the past, and they actually wanted us to kind of speed up the process so we can get moving on this. If
I'm not even involved in the conversation, so I don't feel comfortable with this.
Can you repeat that again? The recording stopped.
Marty Banks is going to make a motion to approve the term sheet as proposed.
Angela is going to second that.
Thank you.
Do I repeat it? Okay, so the next item that we have, so we're going to do some of the action items, and then we'll stop. gonna move to the policies, and then we're gonna go back, continue the discussion of the meeting, of the board meetings. We're gonna look in two halves after lunch. But now I would like to focus on the final budget, basically all the financials. We have the final budget for the fiscal year for 2018 forecast. And that's also in your email. And we have two. So take a look at it. Do you wanna? I can go through it if you want to.
Yeah. So just so you know, the one that Juan sent us has the three columns. It has four columns, including the percentage of forecast. But we need to approve the fiscal year 18 forecast as the final budget for 2017-2018, and we also need to approve fiscal year 19 budget, which is the preliminary budget for 2018-2019 school year. So those are the two things that we need to do in this budget. If while you're looking at that, we also received the preliminary budget is in detail on the handout that I believe Julia or Crystal gave to you. So that's very specific for each area of the revenues, local, state, federal, and the expenses, break out into the salaries, benefits, professional and technical services, etc. But what we need to approve is the one that Juan sent you in its, on the first page of the handout that, that you received. So both of those columns need to be approved today.
I want to see if I can, Cory Harides, because I can show it, it might be easier.
Oh.
But Cory Harides tell you that we can show this. So
we should have asked the IT guy there. There's not a remote in the room somewhere.
Oh, it's going to be here. It's in the Excel sheet. It's in the Excel sheet, and it's the red. This a green column. Are you going to find it? Okay. Yes.
So you're trying to project the spreadsheet up.
So the first page you see says fiscal year FY18 forecast and then FY19 preliminary budget.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're focusing on. Do I understand right, Rafael?
Right, that's correct. So
we're basically saying that for fiscal year 19, student activities is going to be 1,500, and then non-school program sales. It's a new IR that we have. We're going to include $3,000 because that way do not depend on Kearney School District. And it would be the whole color. And those that are in yellow are new items that we have that we did not have before. And they mostly are related to the lunch program. The kitchen manager, kitchen staff, etc.
It's in the HDMI. Why the dramatic increase in supplies and materials?
We have to buy quite a bit of money on for the lunch program, the stove, warmers.
Equipment?
Yeah.
And the debt service just is in anticipation of the bond?
Correct.
Nothing else?
No.
Okay.
So the beginning will be still the lease, and then it would be, and then we would have to pay the other.
So that's why there's the difference.
Yes.
Of the purchase property services is decreased.
Correct.
Okay. I kind of figured that, but I wanted to make sure as well. That stood out to me.
What do we attribute the big boon, the jump in federal revenue to?
Federal revenue, what is the big jump? How much was it?
315 to 459,000.
Look at the, I don't recall any. The lunch program. So we will be getting money from the federal program for the kids that are 100% or less in the poverty, and then 195% under the poverty, we get a little bit of money.
$145,000 worth?
Most likely, even more than that. That's a conservative figure. It should be about $250,000. If all 500 kids ate lunch every day, it would be $250,000.
How about that?
Yeah.
If you are in the Excel sheet that I sent you, it's in the second tab.
Yeah.
At the bottom, there's two tabs.
Yep.
But the second
job.
One, that's
yeah.
What we're going to have the obvious information.
The other question that I had was, there was a recommendation of how many days on cash, or days cash on hand to have.
Right.
I couldn't remember how much that was for the...
So, for the previous company, they required us to have 120 days. That was the ideal. 90 would be okay. This one is like 35 days cash on hand. And as of today, we have 107 days cash on hand. So we're well above either organization. So that's not a concern at all. And we're projected to be at 137 days cash on hand by the end of the school year.
And we're looking with in that building payment in the report by Red Apple, it says 19% and the fiscal year 19, 15%. What would it go down? I don't know.
I am looking at which item is it?
This is right here. This one goes from 19 to 8.15. What is it?
That's of our budget, of our total budget. How much percentage are we paying for rent or the building?
Right, because now we're saving money.
We will be saving about
so
5% of our budget.
Investing less money in the current. Okay.
I don't recall the exact amount, but it's between $3,000 and $5,000 a month that we will save the first year, and then it'll go to like 10,000 the years thereafter. So our budget increases a little bit, and so it's a huge savings.
But
we're talking 60,000 a year.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy with the days cash on hand.
Yes.
We're going up.
Yes.
And that's a very good sign.
Look, and the goal for us was 90 days, 60 to 90 days cash on hand by the end of the year, and we are at 107 days. So it keeps going up.
Just to make sure it's working.
I need you to be productive.
Be productive.
Any other questions regarding the budget?
Because we will need a vote on both lines separately.
So is that cash on hand continues to increase beyond any reasonable sort of
so
security need, is there a better way than just to leave it in a bank?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because there are schools that have 400 days cash on hand.
That's bad cash management.
There are those critics that say then you're kind of robbing the kids of an education, because you're putting too much money. The top that would be acceptable without criticism would be a year's cash on hand. So 181 is our school year. So 181 would probably not be criticized. I think above a year, there are those people who'd say, why don't you pay the teachers better? Why don't you buy more resources?
What would be our highest priority when that day comes? Paying down our bond debt?
No. I think our highest priority would be to make sure that we retain high quality teachers by entering into the state retirement system. Second to that would be providing more resources to teachers. We can start looking at buying packaged curriculum to make the day go better for teachers as far as material supplies and that kind of stuff. After we reach the 1 year cash on hand.
Can I make one little comment about days on hand? One of the important things about that is not that this is a very unlikely thing that would happen, but it has happened to other charters, that you something happens and you're you lose your funding. However, you still contractually have to serve those kids through the rest of the school year. You're supposed to be able to still be able to provide this service. So that's the good reason.
Yeah.
That's the one good reason to have the 180 days if it's possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barring any other questions, Marty Banks, I'll make a move to approve the fiscal year 2018 budget and the fiscal year 19 preliminary budget.
I'll second that, Angela.
There's just a little discussion. Juan is looking for a question as far as budgeting for teachers. Yeah, I am not sure why the budget, and since it's the preliminary, we can go ahead and approve it the way it is, but then we'll take, Brian and I have to look at that item on teacher salary, because it is projected to go down slightly, $43,000, and we are not sure why that is, because we should have gone up by 3%, because every teacher got
it. So you've always done that.
Yeah, we always go up by 3%, and I'm not sure.
And does that include the coach position?
The coaching, that might be the case, no?
You're getting rid of a specialist teacher or something, is that why?
Mm.
No.
You're getting ready, are you getting rid of a specialist teacher, or is that probably...
No.
And are you guys going to have the same amount every year, or should you...
It's going to go up every year.
But for you, do you have the same...
For us, for the principal, it's the principal, because we were at a lower rate this year. We were spending a little less than projected, so that's why he's leaving it at that, because with the improvement, we'll probably hit the projected.
Are we at capacity, or is that still one more year away?
So this is our year where we hit capacity, 525, and we'll talk more when I do my report, but we're, right now, I think it's close to 550. 551 kids. So we're hoping to lose 11.
So this is the number of teachers you need for heaven,
right? Most likely.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll talk about that in my report. But yeah, that's going to be...
So that, you're talking about row 121?
131. These two, 121 and 131, we're talking. I was saying that they should...
Yeah, that one. That's the one that one is.
They have here more for the next year, and why there's less money invested in teachers. And that's why he said that it's probably an error or something, a mistake, because this is only 3% increase from 2018 to 2020, from year to year.
Does it say in here what FTE that is, or do we need to convert it really quick? How much FTE is that salary? A line 131.
Line item 131 stipend. The teachers
mean,
one?
FTE?
Yeah.
I think, do you know, look, going back to the 131, think that probably what it explains is that probably what Brian has done is he has taken what he had budgeted for teachers, which was 735, and it increased 3%.
Right.
So from 735 to 744, rather than what it was actually spent in teachers, 787 790 something.
Yes.
So should we go with the starting point, or what actually was spent in teachers?
Well, I think this is the preliminary budget, and in August or September we're going to go back to it.
Okay.
And by then we will have, because right now we need to hire two teachers.
Right, that's what I thought it should be.
And so
FTE does that account for?
That is all the teachers.
But is it 20, is it 18?
19, there's 19
21.
Teachers, classroom teachers, but so that's what it should be. So we don't know at what rate the new teachers will come in, because we do have options. Teachers with a license are about $10,000 higher than the teachers without a license. Yeah, and so I think we will have more concrete numbers when we review the budget the first time in September.
The same thing happens with line 132 that I'm highlighting here on the screen. It was budgeted 22,000, but it ended up being 28,000. So the increase has been from 22 to 28, but probably
6,000.
It should be around 29, I guess, to be more.
That
more
one,
to
I think, safer. Might stay the same because.
Okay, now that one, there's an explanation because next year every teacher is going to have a teacher assistant. So there may be less of a need for substitute teachers. So that one, I can see it going down, staying the same or going down because subs will not be as necessary. And if they are, there will be for TAs, not necessarily.
Right. Well, that's
teachers.
That's going to save a lot of money.
Yeah.
And if, I like the idea because the teacher assistants know
the kids,
needs,
yeah.
The kids,
yeah.
The needs, the procedures.
Yeah.
Except to have Carlos video class.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions? Or are we ready to move? Or it wasn't reapproved, really, right?
Well, no, it was
seconded.
Moved and it was seconded, and then we were in discussion.
Okay, right. Any other questions or things? So we just.
Ready
all
for
of those who approve it say aye.
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 Anybody who opposes? Okay, motion carries.
Okay, now let's go to the other financial item that I would like to.
I'm sorry, just an. Clarification, did we approve both lines at the same time, Marty?
Yes.
Did you move for both? Okay. Go ahead, Juan.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so we are now in action. We have action 2, we have action 3, and action 4. Now we have the FERPA. The FERPA, you don't have that, it's still in
the
email that I sent? Yeah.
The document was passed out this morning.
Yeah.
It was passed out already. Okay, perfect. So I look at the already passed it out. I think we have
but there's a new one. So
okay.
the reason that we have a new one is because when after looking at the one that you sent out one, that's a template.
Oh.
And so when I had gone to or Crystal or Julie or somebody, Crystal I think. Had gone to Davis County School District and downloaded one.
Okay.
And I had changed it about a week ago and I had forgotten about it.
Okay.
So after Crystal sent it again and I looked and I thought, I think I've changed this. And so I went back and found it and it's the one that I just
this
handed
one.
Out.
So
yeah.
It's the one with the picture of the
yes,
family.
That's the one with the picture. I had changed it to make it our own with Esperanza Elementary at the top. And I hope that I changed anything that needed to be changed in the body of the document to.
For clarity, I'm going to collect the incorrect.
I was just writing a template
on
mine.
Yeah. The template, yeah.
So,
yes.
Would you like to highlight what is something you need comparing to the other ones of other schools that we should be aware of?
You know.
But is it pretty much the same?
It is. In fact, when I look. When I looked at the Davis County, it was just worded differently, but the subheadings, like FERPA and its protections, were the same directory information. It was all the subheadings were the same, and the content of all the information was the same. It was just worded a little bit more, I don't know, more clearly to me.
Yeah, this is easier to look at
yeah.
And read.
Yeah. So I didn't see anything
okay.
In particular that made it unique. The template that Julia just collected back has everything we need
okay.
Also. And so
that's excellent.
We could have gone either way.
Is everybody familiar with FERPA here? Does anybody need a background on FERPA? We're not familiar with the Federal Privacy Act. Okay.
I think the only thing we'll have to change the image. Because I know that Davis personalized theirs, so
yeah,
they're gonna say, "Hey."
Yeah, and I do have it on Word, so it's very easily.
Yeah.
So you ended up changing the family what?
So
the
picture.
Just
oh,
a picture.
If we just approve the text content, that will be fine.
Yeah,
okay,
we'll just
okay.
have to go through it and make sure it doesn't say.
You wanna see families that represent our food and by population?
That too.
Got it.
That'd be perfect.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. That's what you meant. But I want to see something
yeah.
like a mural.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
More polo.
We could totally add that up there.
Maybe we can take a picture of you and your family.
Oh.
We missed a picture.
You just have to sign a release of.
Yeah. So we don't violate from
that. Really cute.
Okay, so are we ready to approve it?
This
one,
sorry. This one is supposed to be for parents. So, like, at the beginning it says, as an employee of Esperanza, that would have to change. So, I don't know if this one was meant for, because I know we need one for employees and one for parents.
So, this one has both.
Okay.
And so if you look down, let me see.
I think that
look
what she means is that you condition the
screen
is as an employee.
Yes. Oh, and there are.
As a parent or as
mm-hmm.
Esperanza's. Stakeholder or something, right?
Maybe if we can change the terminology.
Juan, I wonder if we shouldn't just not approve it today. Because there may be a few other things, because like I said, I did this weeks ago and I didn't go back to it and review
yes,
for some of the things that she's talking about. So I would suggest that we wait.
Let's wait, because for example, here in this line that I'm highlighting, it says directory, many
yeah.
places at the of a school of physics without. No, where is it? I saw something.
It says
okay.
Davis on a couple of way things.
Notification to parents. So we're gonna make sure that.
Yeah, that we do what
if
we're saying.
For parents, is it will be to you or it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the wording.
We
so
will change.
Way,
yeah.
For now, and the last item is something that we got to a product that I'm very happy with because.
I don't want to take the credit.
Julia.
Brought it up.
Thank you very much. How do you know?
Yeah.
We want our children to be leaders, not servants.
Yes. That word serve has been irking me for years.
So I never cut it. So this is the proposed change that was brought to my attention, and I was like, sure, let's do that. So it's we will get rid of serve and add lead.
That sounds great.
And this
it
is the mission and vision is
right.
it's a responsibility of the board. Okay. So this is something that the board has to approve and it's the mission and vision and then the school employees work hard to meet it.
Motion to approve from serve to lead.
Who would like to? I'll second it.
Okay.
Anybody who others approve say aye.
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 Anybody who opposes? Motion carries.
Aye. Discussion.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Yes, please. If need more time, it's fine. Or if we need to revisit it in a different minute.
So, okay, according to this wordage, what is our difference between mission and vision statement?
The vision has always, I mean, from what I understand, when we were back in the day with Barbara, the vision had to be more succinct, and the mission was to be a little more, to be a little broader, a little more. But it's basically, but they have to mirror each other. They cannot contradict. They have to be on the same in the same line. Julia.
I give a good metaphor I learned a long time ago.
Okay.
The vision is the lighthouse we're headed at too, and the mission is the map to get there.
Yeah.
So the vision should be a statement of what the world will look like if we succeed in our mission.
Sorry, the roadmap is which?
The roadmap is the mission, and the lighthouse is the vision. Not roadmap, I guess it'd be a, you know, sea map, a nautical map. but so saying, so if you see how the vision statement is present tense verbs,
mm-hmm.
that's what the world will look like if we succeed.
So that's why the mission says provide the environment, because that's how we are actually doing it. And then the vision just focuses on the goal.
And so, in my mind, the mission is what we're doing today to get to the vision tomorrow.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up.
No, I just understood it oppositely, but I thought that the vision statement was something that actually broke down into individual, like the individual plan.
Mm-hmm.
I think some organizations follow mission, vision with value statements
mm-hmm.
and then primary objectives.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Any other questions? More discussion?
On the mission statement, the first line says that all Esperanza Elementary stakeholders work as a team doing whatever it takes. That seems like an overstatement to me. We're not going to sell our souls. We're not going to prostitute our children.
I hope we're not prostituting our children.
Whatever it takes.
I have attended way too many Franklin Covey classes and leadership classes. To me, I think the vision statement is fine, but I always think of the mission statement as something that should be awe-inspiring and really set. To me, it just doesn't seem to touch on what Esperanza is really doing or what we're doing to get to that goal. I don't look at it and I'm not, I know children won't look at it and be inspired, but as a parent reading it, it's basic to me. I don't know what flowery words to really put in there. I know it's what we're trying to do, but I always think of vision, mission and vision statements as, something inspiring, changing paradigms and doing those types of things to get what you want to do. And I always think when you have a vision or a mission statement or a vision statement, that it's something that should be, one, displayed. And so people are always seeing what you're trying to achieve, but it should also foster, I guess, teamwork and those types of things. I don't know. I think it says it's pretty literal in what we want to do and what we're doing. But I don't think it's necessarily
inspiring.
Well, and in secondary schools, once they write that, then they have to live and die by it. Like everything that they design
right.
has to meet up to that, or else they don't reach accreditation. We're not that same level, but
and that whatever it takes then.
The whatever it takes is another one that's always had a question mark in my mind.
We're not going to make it then.
The other word is that I liked the comment about, never mind. We made that up above as well. Never mind.
So from what you're saying, Becky, there's a couple things that I think I see, but I don't know if it's what all of you see, that are big goals for our institution, and one is the building of cross-cultural bridges, and the second is the closure of the achievement gap, or a better way to say that in the positive format would be allowing Latino students to succeed at their highest level, to thrive academically or something like that. But I don't know that, I don't know how to put that in there.
Yeah.
Those are more inspiring things to me than...
Yeah, before even Cooper started and I learned the reason why this school was being created and that why this was coming up, why this was a need. I feel like that heart
mm-hmm.
of why Esperanza is here today is not in there.
Yeah.
Is not in there. And that made me excited to come to this school.
Is mm-hmm. it something that would be in the value statements?
I mean, it could be more of the value statements. You're right.
We wouldn't have value statements.
Right. And
so
I don't know if that's...
that we should come up with one? Or?
Well, if value statements, you can have more than one. And the building bicultural bridges could be one. And the allowing a pathway for all students to succeed and thrive at their highest academic ability or something like that, that talks about our... Because what's missing to me in there is achievement gap closure,
mm-hmm.
which I feel like is primary to what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we don't have the academic achievement.
Academic achievement.
But literacy, multiculturalism, but we don't have the academic
I like, you know, on Becky's point about, you know, mission statement should be something that is on our radar, somewhere, is something to be seen. I don't know if I really want to broadcast in a mission statement. I mean, somewhere it ought to be part of the focus, but if it's to be seen, it's kind of a negative that we're playing catch up.
Right, that's why I said instead of saying closing the achievement gap, saying something like all students achieve to their potential academically.
Yeah.
Because if there were no achievement gap, that's what would be happening.
To the potential academically, yeah, we have to.
I don't know how
this,
to word
yeah,
it, but.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, we have to bring in a positive light.
In
a positive way,
light.
Rather than.
Yeah.
But.
And I think all those points are very legitimate because sometimes I get phone calls from parents who say, I heard that you guys were a school built to serve students that are academically deficient.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want
to have that reputation. Mm-hmm. And so I agree with you.
High academic achievement.
Yeah, something like that.
I work for the man. I work for the federal government. And I will tell you I work for the VA, and our mission statement is the most profound mission statement I've ever heard. And it is to care for the veteran, the widow, and the spouse, the child. That's elaborating, but it was Abraham Lincoln's promise to veterans. It was to care for those who served. And so it's something so simple can be a mission statement. You can make something simple, but then the vision, you can elaborate more on a vision saying what the outcome will be. But you can have something simple and profound for your mission, and then you have your values then go into how are you going to help feed that vision, and then your values are based that way. And it's even like at the VA, we have a new one that's called I Care, and the I is for integrity, the C, it just collegiality and caring for your veterans, and A, accountability. And, you know, so I mean, you can do different things. And I honestly would recommend, you know, something with maybe your sixth graders, or just start asking the students what Esperanza means to them, and what they value about their school, and you can probably, and the teachers, and you can probably come up with something pretty profound. But I mean, I think at this point I agree with it. I mean, it's what we're doing. I just kind of feel like it's a basic.
I'm wondering if, you know, we're at the end of our session today at 3, we want to give people some things to do, and I wonder if this wouldn't be one of them.
That would be one of the tasks that we're
going to
assign, yeah.
Yeah, get a committee together of maybe just 2 or 3 board members, 2 or 3 faculty, get them together, and they can suggest a new or improved mission and vision statement, and then maybe
the
some
statements.
Can I make a motion? I think that person who leads that charge ought to have some experience in looking at these kind of vision statements, ought to have an appreciation that it's something that ought to inspire and motivate, and from what I've heard so far, I think Becky do a great job of that. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I really think also by us changing the word serve to lead,
mm-hmm.
is that to me is implying that we are doing more than education with our students and teaching them to be leaders. And I don't want to say at this point my son isn't learning that,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it's, you know, something that's happening. And I think it needs to happen a little. It happens a lot in the older grades. But I think it's something that can even start happening younger, understanding what it is.
Okay, because the activity that we did yesterday with with the drawing, it was originally going to be, what does this Esperanza mean to you? And
yeah.
then the other person has to draw it.
Oh.
Yeah. But I don't know why it changed.
But yeah.
Okay.
I'm
fine with that.
I don't think we really lack a consensus on where we want to be.
Right.
I think it's just it's a task to articulate that,
mm-hmm.
and it takes not just a writer, but a creative writer. You know.
Okay, so then, do we want to prove the change from serve to lead?
Yeah.
Because it's
been
approved already. It's been approved already. Okay. And then we'll assign this task. So we can have a small committee work on this.
So can I ask, does the board itself, I mean, we're talking about policies later on today, but does the board itself have the sub pieces or the value pieces or the desired learning results that go with this mission and vision statement? You're saying no.
We don't have
okay.
it yet. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. So that would be part of the.
That would
be part of the committee.
I think that's a second subsequent task.
I think so too.
That's complicated. That's a lot of discussion. I think that requires a lot of input and interaction.
Mm-hmm. I mean, thinking just because I work for Granite has, they have their mission and vision statements, but then underneath that, they've been working diligently for, they had a 5-year plan, and there were 5 pieces of that puzzle that they're trying to get to the entire community, and it's very specific of what they wanted to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that.
And everybody knows that there's a poster right there in front of everybody's room.
I think that's a worthy objective, but a significant undertaking.
Probably a secondary assignment for a different committee after the next year's retreat.
Maybe.
Yeah. So I think that this can be finalized at one of the meetings, the one that. We just proposed and then look at the following steps.
I like that.
The Granite School District has their guiding principles.
They used
there.
To be called non-negotiables, and they changed the words to be a little less harsh, but they meant the same thing.
Yeah.
So this ends the action items that we have for today. Then we have the data management policy, but from what I understand, it's not ready for approval, right?
That's correct. That's
so
part of that we're going to be looking at.
So we'll discuss that later, and then we'll include that as one of the action items for our next meeting. Mm-hmm. So now continuing the... We're doing great with time. We're going to start with the policies. And I asked Cody to help with this, so I'm going to give him the time to him. He's going to lead this session.
So just so you kind of know, let me tell you kind of the whole vision of what to look at and what to expect. If you look at adult learning theory by Jane Vella, there's 4 pieces of a puzzle that help you. Actually, because I saw that on the agenda, there's some steps that we'll walk away with, right? And so what you do is you anchor in something that everybody knows about. So you kind of find internally what it is that you believe and what you know. And then you add something new to that. But if you don't attach it to something that you already personally believe, you're not going to be able to change your mindset on something. And then you'll take that and you'll apply it somewhere else. So she has these suggestions that you do at any type of a meeting with adults. You can do it with kids too, but it's that you anchor something, you add something new to it, you apply it somewhere real, which that's what we're going to be looking at the policies. And then you have an away step where you're actually committed to change something based on what you know. So that's kind of how this is going to go. So I want you to think just for a minute as I have all these this website pulled up. Thing. What
I'm
do you guys
ask
call
him
it?
To put the PowerPoint. I don't know why I changed.
Okay. I don't know what you call the website. I always hear it called UPACS, but it's actually UAPCS, right?
Yes.
The
you
Utah Association
for
of
Public
Charter.
Academic, public
So everything that I'm going to show you comes from there. And Juan had requested, he wanted to know which policies we had published in our board book and how that compared to what the charter school board suggested. So that's what we're going to look at. Okay. So what I want to show you is 2 examples from 2 charter schools that the state has put up and said, this is a sample policy book. But before we do that, would you just take your paper and anything you can think of, we'll just do kind of a little quiet write about policy. What, anything you can think of, what do you know about policy? Why do schools have policies? Why are they important? Where do they come into play in a positive viewpoint, in a negative viewpoint? Meaning like if something ever came to litigation. So just kind of brainstorm yourself and just kind of jog your memory about anything that you think why schools and school boards need policies. And I'll pull up this page. What did they say?
Can I ask a point of clarification on the agenda? Are we still in the board meeting? Or are we moving on? It doesn't, I think we should close the board meeting. Because there's no more voting items, right?
Are you at that meeting on Thursday as well?
I don't have to go on Tuesday.
Do they?
They do not. They're not there. It's only for administrators.
Okay.
So I could go and I could obviously skip. Not Thursday. It's Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday is the admin meetings. And Thursday is
open. Okay, so we'll change the assigning the kids to Wednesday.
To Wednesday, and then I'll skip the admin meeting.
Maybe the screen must be extended.
Dr. Frady, do you want to... I like to say Dr. Frady. Would you like to close the board meeting? Are we back in retreat?
No, sorry. So thank you for your time in the board meeting. Now the time is... We're going to call the meeting. Sorry. Thank you.
Adjourn.